Ryan Wayne Milley went from perfect health to a painful death in fewer than 14 hours when he was 18 years old. The culprit? Meningitis. Since his death in 1998, Ryan's mother has dedicated her life to advocating for vaccinations, education, and awareness that can prevent the disease. Her name is Frankie Milley, and she's the founder of Meningitis Angels.
It was either crawl in the grave with him, what I wanted to do, or get busy and try to prevent it.
Although meningitis is rare, it can become deadly very quickly. The disease can cause painful rashes, sudden high fevers, seizures, nausea and vomiting, confusion, and ultimately death.
The best thing we can do is get vaccinated, because this disease is debilitating, and what it doesn't debilitate or mutilate, it kills.
Milley and the Meningitis Angels have advocated for and ultimately succeeded in bringing about 42 vaccination laws around the country, most recently in New York. Now she has her eyes set on Utah. Utah is one of 12 states that doesn't require high school-aged children to receive meningitis shots.
Right now, the state of Utah has requirements for middle school entry for MenC4, but I'm hoping that within the next year we can actually get the law expanded to include middle school entry and high school exit for MenC4 and MenB. And that way, anybody that's graduating high school will be immunized.
The Meningitis Angels have teamed up with the Utah State University Pre-Med Club to help spread awareness about the vaccination on campus. The club hopes universities around the state will follow its example and help spread important vaccination information that may prevent young people from contracting the disease. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.